Yeah. It'll be cool. Yeah, that's okay. So if I were talking like this, could you hear me? Could you hear me if I was talking? Because this is about the level I'd be talking. Okay, good. All right, that's good then. Good morning, everyone. We are going to practice with thoughts this morning and today, open to this whole world of thought. And thought is a big part. You already figured that out by now, that thought is a big part of practice. And in a way, we're a little intimidated by it. Because it can so easily take us away. But actually, if you think about it, being on the land here, how often has what you've seen taken you away? Or you hear something and it takes you away? And thought is no different. It's all really the same. But for some reason, when we get taken away by thoughts, it's as if it's bigger than we are. And so thought can get a bit of a bad rap, like it's a problem or something's wrong with it. But it's not. It's really one of the biggest gifts that we have in practice to awaken as human beings, because thoughts are a gateway, a doorway into noticing what's actually happening in a given moment. So I'm going to try to have us practice with thoughts in three ways. There's three ways we're going to practice with it, but over the course of the day, you may find one of those ways the best way you want to practice, and you just stay with that all day. Or you may not like any of them, and then you just come up and make up your own, which is great. No problem with that. I just want to give you three ways to practice with thoughts, kind of moods, emotions, that the hindrances we talked about last night. Okay. So wait a moment for the room to settle, and you can find an upright posture. I think more so for practicing with thoughts, two things I found helpful is a sense of feeling upright and having an anchor. So an anchor is a place, a primary object that you can always fall back to, so that you, if you feel like you're losing your way, you go to the anchor, and that's something you know. That anchor could be sound. Many people use sound. And if you use sound as an anchor, then you need to include the sound of silence. Because silence is also very much a sound. So you can see, consider that. You could consider your body sitting, just the posture, whatever that posture is, feeling into it. If your body's lying down, the posture of lying down, the posture of sitting, of kneeling, just a felt sense of the body posture. And that could include the felt sense of the heaviness of the body. Feeling the gravity and the weight of the body, maybe the hardness of the bones, like Philip was pointing to, just this connection to the body. Or maybe it's just the contact points, the place where your feet touch the floor, your knees touch the floor, your butt in the cushion or the chair, that contact, the contact with your hands. And then finally, for some of you, it might be the breath. The felt sense of the breath rising and falling, or the belly expanding. You don't need all these anchors, just one. And pick one that feels the most predominant to you right now. And then aim your attention there and rest it there. Sustain it. Get interested in that anchor. Felt sense of it. Maybe let yourself relax into it. This is your home base. This is where you feel steady. This is where mindfulness is easily accessible. So somewhere you can really get a good sense of being home. One of the first ways we can practice with thoughts is by simply noting. Let's open first to moods or your attitude. What's the mood here? Notice if you're mood is wanting a good sit, wanting that desire. And see if you could just let that wanting settle a bit by remembering this is enough right here. Just be available for whatever arises. It's enough. It's okay. Maybe you're wanting some discomfort to go away. And see if you can just let it be enough. Be available for whatever arises. We don't have to make this sit be any certain way. Maybe you notice resistance or aversion to discomfort. Not even sure you want to be here for this sit. Didn't get enough sleep. The mood is very averse, not wanting. It's okay. Bring some kindness here. Just maybe a little metta. May I be peaceful. May I be calm. Or even may I be aware. May I be available. Just some kindness to the moment. You don't have to change it. Maybe you're sleepy. That's okay. See if you can arouse a little energy here so we can practice with this and get to know sleepiness, the hindrance of it. You can open your eyes. You don't have to sit with your eyes closed. You can stand up. But we just want to arouse some interest of being here. I really want to practice with this thinking stuff since it happens all the time. Where there's restlessness and you're feeling anxious, worried, too much energy in the body. I know that, too much. So we have to calm the body, calm the mind. I use a mantra and just say settle, settle. Finally, there might be some confusion. I'm not sure I can do this. I don't know. What if I get lost? Just remember your anchor. You know where home is. Just go home. Stay there. No requirement to get it right. So you check your mood, your attitude, so you will not be thrown off by it. You can skillfully deal with whatever is arising. First way we're going to work with thoughts is to notice if you notice any kind of thinking, just label it. Just a note. Oh, that's thinking. That's what that is. You don't have to pay attention to the content at all. It doesn't matter what it is. Oh, that's planning. That's rehearsing. That's daydreaming. That's worrying. We just give it a little note. It can be very quiet, just worrying, complaining. That's judging. That's fixing. One way of thinking I noticed myself doing a lot, I just call it selfing. That's the Tuareg story. Oh, that's selfing. So we can just connect to the anchor, and then if we notice thinking, we can give it a quick label. Quick note, quick label, and stay settled with our anchor. sometimes our thinking can be such that that's the best way to deal with it. Just give it a note. And don't even pay any attention to it. It's like seeing or hearing or tasting, smelling, touching. It's just a sense door. And so we just note it as a sense door and move on. There may be lots of thinking. You note and note, and seems like all you're doing is noting thinking. But I have found that every time you note, if you come back to your anger, then it's as if you are beginning again, and you might notice the same trend of thinking, planning, complaining, arguing, but I come back to the anchor, find my home, and then open to notice thinking again. Oh, yeah, planning, come back. I'm going to give you all three instructions, and then you can have some time to practice. The second way I found that you can deal with thoughts, practice with them. It's a little harder. We find our anchor. Feel connected here, practicing, sitting in this present moment, available. And in this way of working with thoughts, we're going to use the thoughts as our anchor, as our object, I should say, of meditation. So open your awareness as wide as you can open it, taking in space, the body, space in the body, space outside the body, in the hall, here, on the land. And then you just open to this process of thinking, this capacity we have as humans to think. You may not have any thinking right now, because for some reason talking about thoughts and thinking takes away all the thinking. So we're just going to practice with this imaginary process that will ring true as time goes on today. So if you notice any thoughts, like for instance, as soon as I stop talking, what happens? Notice if there's any thoughts in the mind. This time you want to notice the content. What are the thoughts saying? As we sit here quietly, when I let go of the instructions, you're going to have thinking arise. What is that thinking saying? Is it wholesome? Is it skillful? Is it harmful? Just notice the actual content. You're not reliving the story with it or identifying with the story or the whatever the thinking is about. You are observing it like standing on the sideline looking at the thoughts. Noticing what is it about. Noticing how does the body feel. Is there pleasant and unpleasant? Are there sensations in the belly? Is it getting tight? Is my shoulders beginning to draw up? Are my toes curling? You're just noticing the sensations and the actual words of the thought, the content. Looking at the thoughts themselves and seeing if you can discern the nature of mind. And sometimes we get lost in the story, so we may have to relax. Aim our attention back home. Connect to the actual body, our anchor, whatever that is, and rest there. We're practicing getting to know thoughts as thoughts. Not as me, not as my life, my story, but just thought as thought. And then when you're ready, you can open back up again wide and then just let thoughts come, whatever they are. And put your attention on the thoughts. What's the content? What is it saying? How does the body feel? Pleasant? Unpleasant? Neither pleasant nor unpleasant? Is it skillful? Is it harmful to you or someone else? Is it wholesome? Return to the anchor. Sometimes when I practice this way, I find that I have a lot of negative, harmful, kind of obsessive thoughts. Like a lot of complaining. Or you might have a lot of wanting. So I will cultivate the Brahmaviharas, metta, phrases, and then do the same thing. How do I feel? How does the body feel? when I'm saying my metta phrases? What are the words I'm saying? Is it wholesome? Is it skillful? Is it harming? You could think of thoughts also of just the goodness of being here. The goodness of practice, refuge in the Buddha, Dhamma, Sangha, and then investigate the nature of that versus the harshness of complaining and judging. And then you can always return to the anchor. Settle here quietly. Just let go of any thoughts that arise and just be with your anchor. You could stay here. Do nothing but thought and just rest here with the anchor. So the last way is practicing more broadly with just mind states themselves. There's 8 mind states. And I just notice the presence of a mind state and the absence of that mind state. So one is wanting. Does the mind, do you feel there's wanting in the mind? Say no. Notice the absence of wanting in the mind. No, I'm okay right here. No wanting. Notice if there's not wanting. Nope. No aversion, no not wanting, no resistance here. So the presence or the absence of wanting, the presence or the absence of not wanting. Noticing if the mind is distracted or not. Nope, I'm here in the room, sitting, practicing, available. And then noticing the presence or absence of delusion or confusion, some doubt. I'm clear. Doesn't seem fuzzy. Maybe you do feel wanting, or you do feel not wanting, or you do think your mind is distracted. It's just the noticing of that mind state. And then a little later, ask into it again, and you'll notice that the mind states change. You might also notice whether the mind is calm or not, whether it's spacious or not, whether the mind feels concentrated, or does it feel liberated, aware, present, or not. These eight mind states you can just consider simply the presence of them or the absence, wanting, aversion or not wanting, distraction, delusion or confusion, calm, spaciousness, concentration, or this kind of more aware mind. So these are the three ways you can practice with thoughts. And always remember, you can come back to your anchor. Have an anchor, come back to the anchor, keep coming back to the anchor, just so you know you're practicing. I really want to encourage you to practice with thoughts this day and get used to them. They are a part of us, and they are not, they are telling us something about the moment. So is our seeing, so is our hearing, so is our feeling, and the other sense doors. So we don't want to give thoughts too much credit, but we do want to notice what it is that is behind those thoughts pushing us into the moment. So we have time for maybe two or three questions, if anyone has one. Yes, Matthew, in the back right here.
Thank you for listening. To learn how you can support the teachers and Dharma Seed, please visit dharmaseed.org/donate.